أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are gathered in the beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this beautiful day to talk about the beautiful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus far we have learnt about their traits, their characteristics, internally and externally, how they conduct themselves with their Lord, and also how they conduct themselves and behave with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over the last few weeks, we especially focused upon the things they do not do. The things they do not do. And the first and the major thing that we discussed is that they never ever associate a partner who could do any form of shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second major sin which they do not do, which is they do not harm another individual and neither do they kill another individual. And the third thing we discussed last week specifically, which was that they do not go towards zina, towards any form of fornication, any forms of adultery. And this is especially important given the time that we are living in, because sexuality, promiscuity is rampant. Whether you look at our leaders, whether you look at the average layman and society that we live in, we are living in a highly, highly sexualized society. From the time that we drive our cars and the billboards and the advertisement that we see, to our YouTube and videos and TV and everything else, everything is bombarded in terms of this is how you should dress and this is how you should behave and this is how you should conduct yourself. So we're living in a fitna society, and this is wherever you go in the world, and it's not just because we're in the UK, it's equally there in our own home countries as well. And given the weather that we have here, alhamdulillah, from one sense, the weather is beautiful. But at the same time, it is a great test for the Muslims, because with that weather comes so many challenges, because people are not dressing appropriately. There's no modesty, there's no sharam, and there's no haya. And we discussed last week how we need to protect our eyes and protect our ears, because then they are the gates towards our heart and towards our soul. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us that we need to lower our gaze. We need to protect our heart and our modesty. And we need to protect our private parts, the way that we speak to other people. And we are, you know, especially in seclusion with other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. They don't even go anywhere near zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say don't do the zina. He goes, don't even go anywhere near zina whatsoever. So it's a very, very challenging time, where even the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that there will come a time where women will be clothed, yet they will be naked. Which means that they will be covered. Now you see that the clothes, women, our daughters, our sisters in society, they are wearing, Muslims or non-Muslims, skin-tight clothing. Literally, you know, you can't differentiate. Skin-tight clothing, transparent clothing, provocative clothing that they are wearing. Similarly, the men as well. So it's very important for us to realize these three major sins. Never doing wrong or injustice or zulm against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never wronging another human being. And also never going towards a female in that regard and committing any adultery or fornication. So these three major sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if you look at it, the first one is doing zulm against Allah. And the second one, because the majority of the killing that happens is between males. Males go out and go to war, the tribes, etc. And the majority of the time is the males that do all of the harm and the killing and the stuff. So protect yourselves and protect your iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect human and beings, i.e. especially men, and also protect women in your society as well by not doing anything fahsha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. All of these three things, if you look at it from an overview, humanity does one of the three things. The non-Muslims throughout the world are doing what? The most biggest and the major sin, which is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, majority of other human beings are doing what? Going out and killing other men and killing other people as well throughout society. So you're either doing the first, or you end up doing the second, whether it's killing or just harming individual. And we discussed obviously what killing means and how it encompasses so many other things as well. And then, if you're not harming men, then you will be end up harming women. Our daughters, our sisters, our mothers in society by ending up doing zina and adultery and fornication as well. So we may have done one of the three when we were young, or as we have been growing, or perhaps even now in our society, just because we're Muslims, it doesn't mean we're protected from the zina. It doesn't mean we're automatically protected from killing. If you actually look at the statistics that, you know, Sheikh Google provides you, Sheikh Google will tell you that the most seen pornography and viewed pornography is in the Muslim countries. It's in the Muslim countries. If you check the statistics, check the data, and so many other data is there, it's alarming. So don't just assume that, oh, because I'm not doing shirk, I'm protected from the major sin. We are doing other major sins as well, whether it's harming other people. Look at how much zameen and qabza is done on zameen and land and property and so many other things, and killing and harming is done, you know, in our countries. And again, with zina and fornication and adultery as well. And we discussed, as I mentioned, zina is not just from one private part to another private part. It is of the eye, it is the lust, it is the desire, it is the touching, it is the spending time and so many other things. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from these major sins. Allah azza wa jal, He knows human nature because He has created us. He's our fashioner, He is our designer, so He knows us better than anybody else. Well, He knows us better completely. He's closer to us than our own jugular vein, and He knows exactly what we say to ourselves. The deepest, darkest secrets are known to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning that these three things that Ibadur Rahman don't do, then He still gives people like us hope. That even though, you know, we want to, you know, be like Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that His servants along the way will fall short and we will make mistakes again and again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in this particular verse carrying on, mentions illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha, except for those who repent. And not only who repent, but then also again reaffirm their belief and strengthen their iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry out righteous actions, then what is for them? So if you've done all of these things, these major sins, or if perhaps you've done one of the three major sins here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that doesn't mean it's all doom and gloom, that's it, your tabah and barbad and everything. Yes, we should be fearful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to account. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives us hope. That even if you commit shirk, as long as you are alive, you still have the opportunity of doing tawbah, of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even if you have killed somebody, you still have the ability to correct them. Even if you have done zina and adultery or fornication, you still have the ability to correct that. And inshallah we'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So those people who do tawbah, which means to turn back and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you've done zulm against Allah, you turn back to Him and you do tawbah and istighfar and you reaffirm your iman and belief and tawheed in Allah Azza wa Jal. You turn back to the people that you have harmed physically, financially, emotionally, in any way. You turn back to them and you correct your mistakes and, you know, you say whatever punishment you want to give, I am ready for your punishment, and you ask for their forgiveness. If you've done zina or adultery, again, you correct that and you stop that and you fix that and you correct your ways. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, "Illa man taaba," all of these people are doomed, except if you do these three things, you're all doomed. Except for those people who sincerely do tawbah. And these people who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they strengthen their iman, and then they do righteous deeds. What happens when they do these three steps? Tawbah, strengthen their iman, and then carry out righteousness, i.e. fix their ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then replace all of their evil deeds. There's nothing more evil, no greater zulm than doing shirk with Allah. There's no greater zulm than harming and killing another individual, taking the life, the soul of another individual when you had no right to do. There's no greater harm when you have committed zina with somebody else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you do tawbah, sincere tawbah, and then you strengthen your iman and do righteous actions, then Allah ta'ala will substitute, will replace your evil deeds with good ones. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ يُسَيِّئَاتٍ, i.e. your evil deeds will be transformed and converted into good deeds. Indeed, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ever forgiving and the ever merciful. Imagine you've done shirk just once in your life, accidentally, knowingly, unknowingly, and that's it. You're doomed for the rest of your life. What kind of life will you have? Imagine you've harmed somebody or you've killed somebody. Imagine what type of life you will have if Allah said, that's it, you're done now. You know, before when you used to get life imprisonment, you know, I'm talking about 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was life and imprisonment. You know, imprisonment for life. Now you get life imprisonment, it's after 10 years they're out. After 8 years with good behavior they're out. That's not life imprisonment. So imagine if Allah said, you do shirk once, that's it. Jannat, you never get. You'll never smell it, you'll never go near. You harm or kill somebody, that's it, you're done. You've done zina, that's it, you're done. Imagine how our lives would be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned before, He's so Rahim and He's so Haleem, i.e. forbearing and compassionate, and He's so merciful and forgiving, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that mere bande, mere ibadur Rahman, who have done sincere tawbah and istighfar, and they've again purified their iman and carried out righteous deeds, I will forgive all of their evil deeds and convert their evil deeds to good deeds. So look at how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But we need to really unpack this particular ayah, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes three haram things that we have done, but because of our tawbah and because of our ikhlas and our iman and then righteous deeds, converts those haram things into halal. Which means what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, take your shirk, take your polytheism, take all of these other things, remove that and have tawheed, have monotheism. This is far better for you. This is the best thing that you could ever want in your life and also in your hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, instead of killing people, going out and harming other people, live a peaceful life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, instead of zina and adultery and fornication, marry in the halal way and live in a halal manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always given us the halal methods, you know, in every single way of our life. We have to choose. You know, you can choose to do shirk, you can choose to harm somebody, you can choose to do zina, or you can choose to protect your eyes and your heart and your soul. And if you can't control it, then go and marry that individual in the right way. You can choose to harm somebody or walk away and forgive them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. All of these are choices. But when you make the right choice, then all of your evil deeds are then changed and transformed by Allah Azza wa Jalla into good deeds. The Prophet ﷺ mentions that every single of Bani Adam, every single person from Adam alayhi salam, constantly errs, which means constantly make mistakes. Whether you're a sheikh or an imam, whoever you are, it doesn't matter who you are. Nobody is protected from sin. Nobody is protected from mistakes. It doesn't matter. Only the prophets are masoom and they're protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what another person says, that this sheikh and this peer and this wali, no. Bakwas. Every single human being makes a mistake, and they can make, and they do make mistakes, and they do sin as well. But the Prophet ﷺ says, the best of the sinners are those who are constantly repenting and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one hadith that I mention in the khutbah every Friday. The Prophet ﷺ mentions, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kama la dhanbala, that the person who is truly repentant upon his mistakes and his sins, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is as though he has never committed that sin. Why? Allah not only washes it away, but He also substitutes it and change it for good deeds as well. So in all of these three things that we've discussed over the weeks, the first thing that we all have to do, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how pious and righteous that you think you are, always be ready to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept your mistakes, to accept your failings, to accept your weaknesses. And we are all weak. in this summertime, in the last 2-3 weeks, without a doubt our eyes have been weak. Without a doubt our ears have been weak and our actions have been weak. Without a doubt in our lifetime we have been weak, with males or females. Without a doubt we have done all of these things. But the best are those who accept their mistakes. They're not in denial. They accept their mistakes and they turn back and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back onto the right path. So always be ready. Never be arrogant. Never be, you know, ziddi in any particular way. And always be ready to turn to Allah and to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah, I have wronged myself. Oh Allah, I wronged you. Oh Allah, I wronged this person. I wronged this man or this woman. Oh Allah, I'm turning to you. Please forgive me. So first, always ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then make sure you ask for forgiveness from those people, male or female, that you have wronged in your entire lifetime. It's very, very important, because this is the shart of this particular verse. Illa man taba, except for those people who do tawbah. Tawbah to Allah, tawbah to men, tawbah to women, tawbah to children, whoever you have wronged, doing any zulm, do tawbah. Turn to them, accept and acknowledge, do tawbah. And then, wa amana. And then they purify their heart and their soul and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they correct their ways. How? وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And then they fix their ways by making sure they never do those sins again. They never do shirk again. They never harm another person again. They never do zina again. They never have alcohol again. They never take interest again. They never take drugs again. They never do all of those haram things. Because why? They want Allah to convert their bad and evil deeds into good deeds. So this is why this particular verse is not just applicable to the Ibadur Rahman who make mistakes, or to the normal Muslims who make mistakes. This is especially applicable for those people who have been part of conversions. You'll have heard me say that when this person becomes a convert, then they have more good deeds than all of us combined. And they are pure from all of their sins. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all of their evil deeds, because they have done tawbah. And they have said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because of their conversion or their reversion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the entire lifetime of evil deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, and change them into good deeds. This is why we say this brother or this sister is far better than all of us, because their sins have been changed into good deeds. And their heart is pure because they've just accepted Islam and they have done no sin whatsoever. So this is why converts, you know, they're such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy when a person accepts Islam and says the Iman and believes in that sincerely and wholeheartedly, because there's the tawbah, there's the Iman, and then there's the amal. All those three are combined. So Allah gives them the gift of yubaddilullahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. So it's important that we don't just confine ourselves to tawbah. You know, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya la tawbah, ya la tawbah. No, Allah Ta'ala wants to see that if we do sincere tawbah, then what has our iman risen or not? Has it strengthened or not? And after the iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, has his actions changed or not? It's just like your child saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, mommy. I'm sorry, daddy, I won't do this again, I won't do this again. But then you look at them and you look at their behavior, you look at their conduct, and then you look at whether they do those things again, then you know, my child is not sincere. You know, my students all the time say, study, study, I'll do this, this. And you know which child is, which student is sincere because of their nidamat, because of their regret, and then because of their behavior, and then how they change their future actions. Then obviously you realize how sincere. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't fool Allah azza wa jal, na'uz billah. We can fool ourselves, we can even fool other people. You cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always be sincere in your tawbah, strengthen your iman, i.e. your iman tells you, halal, haram, good, bad, do this, don't do this. That means your iman, you strengthen your iman, and then you're changing your actions to make sure they're in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the doors of tawbah are open to every single one of us, especially the ibadur rahman, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tawbah, another important thing, is not exclusive just to Muslims. The tawbah is there for the kafirs. The tawbah is there for the mushriks. The tawbah is there for the munafiks as well. It's there for you and me, every single human being in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of tawbah are open. They'll only be closed at two points. One is when your soul is right here, i.e. your soul is about to be taken out, then there's no more opportunity. Because when the Pharaoh was there with Musa alayhi salam, and he realized, now the ocean is going to come crashing down on me and I'm going to be completely destroyed and annihilated, then he said, oh, I want to believe in Allah. But no, it was too late. It was too late, because his tawbah, there's no true iman followed by his tawbah. And after his iman, there's no true amal either. Allah knew. So tawbah has to be followed by sincere iman and actions as well. So it's there. So tawbah will be stopped when your soul is ready to be pulled out. And the tawbah will be stopped, again, the doors of tawbah, when it's the day of Qiyamah and the horn is blown, the trumpet is blown as well. Up until then, me and you, whoever we are, we should constantly be in a state of tawbah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fixing our mistakes and strengthening our iman. So there are three steps of tawbah. First is you stop the sin. You have to stop it. You can't do tawbah and carry on doing that sin. It doesn't work. That's just hypocrisy. You know, saying, oh, I won't lie, but then the next minute you're lying again. I won't steal, and then you're caught stealing again. I won't do zina, and then you're carrying on zina, etc., etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to stop whatever we are doing, stop the sin. The second step is to truly and sincerely, with iman, regret the actions that you have done in the past or you are currently doing now. And some, not just think about, oh, there were the good old days. I used to get away with this, I used to do this, I used to do that. Or have fond memories of the sins that you used to do. Or share the sins with other people. No, the sins that you have done, you should not share them with other people and say, I used to do this and I used to do this. No, you can be generic that, oh, this used to be, you know, going on in our society or community. May Allah protect us from X, Y, and Z. You can give ibrah and lessons to other people, but you shouldn't be publicizing your sins of the past. Because if Allah has put parda over your sins, you should not be uncovering that parda. So first, as I mentioned, stop the sin immediately. Second, make sincere regret and not just think of it as the good old days. And the third is to make sure that you make a sincere promise not to return to the sin and then carry out righteous actions that take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you look at the primary example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, he made a mistake. He was punished because of that mistake. He was thrown out of heaven, placed here on earth. But then he did sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Adam a.s. received words of inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told him, do tawbah, turn to me, repent to me. Adam a.s. did, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ, and then Allah forgave them. Allah pardon them and forgive them. So we also have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam did. But do you see in Adam alayhi salam that he ever made a mistake again like that? He didn't. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to shower his mercy and blessings upon him. So we need to really do tawbah by stopping, by regretting and changing our actions and our future the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Tawbah is a great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and I can't emphasize it enough. Now I'll just give you a few examples of how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us to do tawbah and for us to correct our ways and get back into Jannah. Now imagine, just for a moment, that tawbah was only in Makkah. Just think about this now. You've done zina, you've had alcohol, you've gone to, you know, to a person to read your hand, you know, read the horoscopes, etc. You've taken interest. Imagine all of the major and the minor sins. And now the only way to do tawbah is you have to go to Makkah. See, okay? Now, how easy would that be? How difficult would that be? Kitna mushkil hai? It's not easy, is it? Imagine you're sorry to your parents, and your parents say, fine, if you're sorry, walk to Pakistan and go to my grandfather's cupboard and do this and that, and then fir matanu maaf kar san. Sometimes even our parents have these huge conditions as well. To ekar fir matanu maaf kar san. But imagine now, just for a second, you've wronged Allah, or you've wronged another person, or you've wronged another woman, and tawbah is only in Makkah. Kitna dafa Makkah jaso? You might as well buy a house there and live there and just do tawbah all the time, because you won't be able to survive here in the UK. You wouldn't be, would you? Imagine traveling to Makkah each and every time. Look at the hardship, the expense, the time, the effort. You would not be able to hold down a normal job. Telling your employer, oh, sorry, I've got to take 10 days off. Why? I have to go to Makkah to do tawbah. I'll be back in 10 days. Well, your job's gone. This is the tawbah that you have to do. Imagine tawbah was only through sheikhs. or through peers or imams and sultans, etc., what would they do? They would have a monopoly over this. They would abuse the system, and they would say, okay, fine, you want tawbah? Come to me, pay me this much, I'll do dua for you, and then you'll get your tawbah. Come to me at this time, or buy me this, or get me this, X, Y, and Z. Because this is what human beings do. Whether it's a peer or a sheikh or anything else, imagine the monopoly they would have. Yes? What would you do? Where would you go? And this is obviously in other cultures, in other religions at the moment, in this very moment in time, that they can only go and do tawbah, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And only when the father forgives, then do they get forgiveness from their Lord. They have to go and give so much niyaz and all of these other things that is happening within our culture as well. That you have to do all of these things and then, No. Imagine if it's only in Makkah, imagine if it's only through peers and sheikhs, what would your situation be? You'd be kangal. You'd have no money left by going to all of these people because they know, oh, I can get this out of him, he's rich, I'll get this out of him, I'll get this out of him, her, etc. They would monopolize that. Imagine Tawbah came with a condition that you have to give 70% of your wage. We give zakat how much? 2.5%. Everybody's crying about inheritance tax and capital gains tax because of the Tories government. Imagine the Tawbah was fixed and said, oh fine, whatever you earn, 70% give that in to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your tawbah will be accepted. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fine, you want tawbah, you have to come to me at 2 a.m. on this particular night. For 3 nights, or for 15 nights. Chilla katto. Tees din, 15 din. And then you will get tawbah. We don't appreciate what we have. We don't appreciate the beauty of our deen and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if that tawbah was at 2 a.m. and you had to get up in the morning and you got a job or you have to work and children and so many other things. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fine, you want tawbah? Baja salah, read fifth salah 50 times. Read 500 nafils. Read 1,000 nafils. Okay? How many times have you done this sin? Okay, multiply that by 100 and do this many nafil. Imagine if you have to read 50 salahs and to do tawbah for one thing. Imagine if that tawbah was fine, go feed 500 people, go give so many bakriya and, you know, camels, etc. You want tawbah, okay, fine, read 50 Qurans and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept your tawbah. Imagine all of these conditions were there. But look at how benevolent, how merciful, how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how easy He has made it for us to open the doors of tawbah, to reach the doors of tawbah. We can go at any time, at any day, at any place, do tawbah openly or hiddenly, loud or quiet, and directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for free. Yet, how many of us are sincerely doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it should be done? The way the haqq of tawbah is. The haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We don't do that tawbah. We just got it so easy. We don't appreciate it. Look at other religions and how many hoops they have to jump through just to get to a particular, you know, station. They have to climb mountains and thousands of stairs. They have to go and give so much niyaz and all of these other things. You have this direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it requires love, sincerity, ikhlas, devotion, changing your heart and changing your actions. Not only when you receive the tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, my banda, my ibadur rahman has come, cholo in the sare guna chenge kamal batalte. All of his sins, convert them into good deeds. You do something wrong against the HMRC, not only will they take you for every single penny, and they'll also fine you. They'll never say, oh, you can keep that, and you can keep this, and take some more from us. They'll take you for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that yes, you know, when you make mistakes and etc., etc., do sincere tawbah, strengthen your iman, carry out righteous actions and deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. I will change all of those things for you. Allah is the at-tawwab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afu. So in spite of whatever you may have done in your lifetime, whether it's adultery, fornication, riba, interest, gambling, harming, any other people or society or anything else, or especially doing zulm against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always know that the doors of Tawbah are open for you. There is hope, no matter how horrible you may think that you are internally, and people externally don't know your reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but all He wants from us, come to Me, turn to Me, ask Me for forgiveness sincerely, and if you have wronged other people, go to them. An eye for an eye, that's the rule. If you harm them, then say, fine, I've harmed you in this particular way, you can harm me back in this particular way. If you've killed somebody, then they have equal right as well. Or you can do qisas, blood money, you know. Or you can ask for their forgiveness. And similarly with zina as well, if you've harmed them, then go, fix your mistakes and stop that mistake and marry that individual. Take responsibility for your particular actions as well. No matter how horrible you are, there's always hope for you to fix your ways. And this life is that opportunity afforded to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we should not waste this time and opportunity. Always be in a state of tawbah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who's protected masoom and innocent and always do righteous deeds, he would constantly do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would constantly do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are you and me not to do sincere tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair, never lose hope from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in spite of our inner and outer failings of who we are, always make sure that you are ready and eager to do tawbah and strengthen your iman, and then fix your ways, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, forgives all sins, even that shirk that you did. Allah will forgive you if you do sincere tawbah and never go back to it. Even all the other things that you've done, you can fix your ways. No matter how bad it is, the core message is turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow His commands and have iman and faith in Him. Follow His messenger and live with other people in peace. In peace, and treat other people with honor and dignity and respect. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this dua that we do all the time, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. After dua, we do this dua, and generally in the Quran as well. Well, whom does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love? Tawwabin, those who are constantly, not just once, you know, Hajj te ja sahe te tawbah kar lese, Umrah te ja sahe te tawbah kar lese, you know, we'll do it when we're ready, jadu kabar te kol hoye te fir tawbah kar lese. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are constantly doing tawbah, constantly turning to Him and trying to purify their iman and their heart and fix their actions. Wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin, and loves those people who purify their heart and purify their actions. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from all of the major sins. And if we have committed anything knowingly or unknowingly, may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to do sincere tawbah, to stop that action, to repent and to fix our ways and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of those that we have wronged, may we also correct our ways with them as well. Wa qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullah khairan.